you would be enthusiastic about staying at your job if you were really happy. I think that's part of the problem, is that we keep doing the same thing.
Putting our teammates first, putting our team first as individuals, making sure that we show how caring we are as a group.
We've always had the philosophy that employees should be looking at the culture fit. And we as organizations should look at the culture fit as well.
For flexibility for someone's job, what you are actually saying is, I trust, I value you,
right,
not just as an employee at our company, but you also have value as an individual.
Welcome to The Human Factor, where we talk people, culture, and resources for humans.
Our marketing officer, Cole Evans, sits down with our founder, Dan Hunter, to talk about learning more, retaining talent, and a new way of hiring.
I want you to listen to this little clip, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions at the end of it, okay?
Sure. 20 plus years of seeing the same bad situation repeated over and over again, and I want to stop the insanity. It's crazy that with everything that's evolved over time with technology, we don't have a better way of doing this, and we do now.
Okay, so I have to start off by asking, what do we have a better way of doing right now? Educate our listeners. What are we talking about?
So the bottom line is, the way people look for jobs today, it's the same way they've looked for forever. The technology has evolved somewhat. Instead of looking at the classifieds, you now look online, but you're still looking at keywords. You're looking for the same thing that you've always looked for. And it's basically whatever the company has chosen to put out there. You don't really know anything more about the company than at the beginning of the process than you do at the end of the process. So what are you really doing? You're listening to a recruiter or hiring manager tell you the story they want you to hear, and then you have to make a decision accordingly.
Well, this is the best place to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want to work there because of the story they spend?
Right.
Now, I'm not knocking the company, but they're doing a job. They're selling their company. You need to be a discerning buyer. What does that mean? You need to be better informed than you are. And I think that's one half of the problem. The other half is the fact that companies face the exact same dilemma. They're listening to you as a candidate spin yourself and sell yourself. Sure, you're adaptable. Absolutely, you love working with teams. I meet all my deadlines. I have no weaknesses,
sure,
all strengths.
Right.
So it's all a sales job. And what do they have to go by? Okay, they've got your resume. Can't really do reference checks anymore. Why? No company wants to really ever give a reference check these days. So what are they really basing their decision on besides a 20, 30, 40-minute interview and a resume and your answers during the interview?
Where everybody's doing their best dance,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you are putting your best foot forward here.
Right.
So, and who wouldn't? But the issue is, over and over again, companies are making hires. They're hiring these people that are simply not a good fit for the company. Over and over again, people are taking jobs with companies where they're just simply not a good fit.
Right.
And they realize 2, 3, 4 months in, they're like, okay, this was a bad call. How could you have prevented it? What could you have done differently? You got to be better informed. And my point earlier was, with all the evolution and technology that we have, why don't we know more? Why are we still doing the same thing? Why are you still taking a job with a company that you simply don't know if you're going to be a good fit at?
Right, right. It's fair to assume nothing. It's the facts. It wasn't this way just a few years ago, right? If you are 60 years old with a couple of kids in their own stages of life and you're looking at retirement, you might be receiving this message going, yeah, but I'm really close to retirement.
Right.
But we know that now we call this the Great Resignation, right? There's a large percentage of people that are very close. It's interesting when you have people in your family that are getting close to retirement, they know to the month when they get their full benefits versus at a certain a shorter amount of months when they don't get their full benefits. What we're seeing in the research, Dan, is that in part of the Great Resignation, people are justifying taking a little hairline cut on those benefits or their retirement to leave the workforce early. We're seeing that younger people can say, hey, I don't want to work as a designer, as a made-up example, in a W-2 because I can go out and run my own company as a contractor. Let's talk about middle America for a second. WorkZynga has created a proprietary assessment that allows companies and job seekers to find a cultural fit together. How in the world did you come up with this? As we're saying it, as we're sitting in the WorkZynga office, it's common sense. But why is no one else really, right, taking hold of this as we see job boards, right? Your places that you go and look for jobs, they seem to be on public facing numbers anyway. They seem to be getting much larger. A lot of companies are still looking for good people, yet the people are saying, I have a larger say than I used to.
Yeah, I think the key there is that we're still doing it the same way. You're still posting jobs the same way. We all know you want to work someplace where you're happy. And companies know they want to hire people who are going to be happy there. But we've not done anything to figure out how to make that happen. We're simply doing more of the same. The reason there are so many more jobs and we're hiring so many more people, turnover. Attrition. People are leaving. They're just not happy.
Right.
And the very fact that some people know to the day when they're going to get their full benefits tells you they're not happy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You would be enthusiastic about staying at your job if you were really happy.
Right.
So I think that's part of the problem, is that we keep doing the same thing. And it is intuitive. We all know happiness should be key to this, but we don't know how to get there. That's the difference. And we're just doing more of the same, and we know the definition of insanity. Nothing's going to change if we keep doing the same thing. A solution like Workzinga changes that dynamic. It shifts the conversation entirely away from keywords and, yes, I have this education experience, or I've been at this job for a certain number of years, and shifts it entirely to, what type of environment will I thrive?
Right.
And now I can look for a company that has that type of environment, not because they told me they do, but because our assessment revealed that they do in an objective way where you can't falsify it, you can't fake it, you don't get to just make up what you want to say. This assessment reveals objectively. That's the difference, and no one's done it.
So I look up, and we have a wonderful quote on MSN.com from Dr. Raphael. I'm just going to read it real quick and get your feedback. She says, one of the biggest issues, let me go ahead and just start by saying I've already misquoted her, so we'll start over. One of the big issues is that people are just leaving. Their employees are leaving. They're asking for more. They want more flexibility. They're not happy in the workplace, and they're asking for more than perhaps the companies were ready to give. She goes on, but before that, I think that's a very good point. How many, we were at the SHRM conferences last year. For our listeners that are in HR or in this space, know exactly what SHRM is. SHRM is SHRM.org, the Society of Human Resource Managers, largest global organization of HR leaders in the world. We were there last year listening to people speak, and one thing I took away from it was this common denominator through the conversations of what I would call steering the Titanic, that the speakers that I heard were saying loud and clear, it is a job seeker's market. They are applying for 100 jobs before they're applying for your job. And more than likely, your business owner, your decision maker, your hiring hierarchy, if you will, at your company isn't moving as fast as they're moving. Did you take that same context away?
Yeah. I mean, you think about the housing market, when it's a buyer's market, a seller's market. The same applies here. And I think it applies more so today than we've ever seen in recent history. Part of it is COVID. But I think that the underlying issue was there pre-COVID. I just think that the dynamics that we encountered during COVID brought it out.
Sure.
And people realize that I've been laid off. My hours have been cut. I have to work from home. And they suddenly see things differently. Now, if I can do my job from home
why couldn't I do it from home before?
I certainly think I can do it in the future. Or I got laid off. It wasn't the end of the world. I was able to make ends meet in other ways. I was able to find a job. I was able to cobble together working, you know, DoorDash or something like that.
Sure.
And people are seeing there are other alternatives to a regular 9-to-5, you know, to rely on income. And that income isn't 100% of my concerns.
Right.
It is a big part of my concerns, as it should be for all of us, but it doesn't rise to the level that it used to, because now we see things differently. And COVID, for better or worse, revealed that. And it is very much a job seeker's market.